Newmarket autism support workers remain on strike as a week-long standoff between its union and Carey's Place continues. Toronto Area Developmental Service workers represented by SEIU Healthcare, including those in Newmarket, took strike action November 21. The union has said it is looking for better wages, paid sick days for part-time staff, and properly addressing complaints of racism in the workplace. Toronto-based Carey's Place Autism Associate and Bargaining Committee member Andrea Gordon said the situation is frustrating. "It is affecting all of us, not only financially, but also emotionally," she said. "We're frustrated with the employer because we know they're in a position to give us a better wage and meet our conditions, and they're not doing that." Carey's Place provides autism services throughout the province, with a head office located in Newmarket. The strike involves 128 of its developmental service workers in all, but Carey's Place has remained open through the use of other staff and temp agencies, according to the union. Union representative Murray Cook said negotiations have gone on for a few months and they have made significant progress. He said they were optimistic an agreement would be reached with a strike deadline looming, but it did not happen. But he said they were prepared to go back to work on Tuesday, as a measure of good faith, with the bargaining team ready at the table. He said Carey's Place refused the offer and, in essence, locked out workers, telling them not to come in. "Our members take very seriously the fact they're withdrawing their care. It is difficult for our members to be away from their clients," Cook said. "It was upsetting." Since then, he said there has been no bargaining, adding that the union is ready to do so. Carey's Place responded that the offer would have only been for a single day, without following the legislated rules for returning to work. It said this would create turmoil for the people they serve, and thus, they could not agree to let workers return. "Throughout the course of the strike, we have been able to continue to provide the level of service that the people that we serve have come to expect, and it is our intention to continue this until the strike ends," Carey's Place said. The provider added that bargaining dates have been facilitated by a government-appointed mediator. It said the mediator did not feel it was appropriate to convene a further session at that time. Carey's Place is fully committed to resolving this strike as quickly as possible and getting our staff back to work, the organization said. Gordon said due to the impact of inflation, the typical 1% annual wage increases they receive are not enough, and it is hard for many employees to make ends meet. She said she does not feel that Carey Place's efforts to fill the gaps without the striking workers will be sustainable. "We are hoping they will be budging at some point. We're not sure when that is."